1/4, 1/8, 1/16, 1/32, 1/64. Sit down. How's the view from there? Different. Different and perfect and different. All right. All right. Now, use that technique, use that meditation. It will help you feel more love, more of yourself. Remember, feeling more love is just feeling more of yourself, of all that is. Now let's talk about and exercise another technique for breaking patterns, for shattering expectations and old ideas. Each and every one of you already knows that you are, you, the total you, is a number of complex personalities. That you can be any personality you want at any given moment, and that, as we have discussed before, when you change the personality by changing the belief, by changing the emotion, by changing the thought patterns, that you are literally, literally, literally becoming a different person. Well, we can use this to break yourself out of old cycles. And it will help you to take this statement even more literally than you may have in the past, to begin to truly play out these different personas that you can create yourself to be. So, for example, if you find that you are doing something that you feel is a repetition, allow yourself to call upon one of the unlimited aspects, one of the unlimited personalities that you are. Become, act like that new persona and approach the situation as that new person would. You may immediately find that the new persona isn't even able to relate to the so-called problem or habit or pattern that the other persona used to experience. And we are talking about a very big shift, and it is a real shift. And you can examine and explore whether or not you wish to continue from that point forward to incorporate aspects of the new persona instead of the persona that had the habit. Oh, well, Bashar, isn't that cheating? Isn't that just ignoring the problem? Isn't that avoiding the issue? Doesn't have to be. Depends on how you go about it. Depends on what you put into it. Depends on how you understand it. How you utilize it. Yes, if you are saying that changing personalities is a way to simply avoid looking at something about yourself that really needs looking at, if you are not facing your fear by pretending it's no longer there, when in fact it is something that would be most constructive for you to face, then by all means you are not doing what we are now alluding to. However, what we are saying is that you can use and understand these other personalities as real people. Real people. Every bit as real as the personality you are exhibiting now. Because the personality you are exhibiting now is only your construction, is only your projection, and it only serves to express the notion that your consciousness chooses to be at any given moment. If you can create a true paradigm shift and really allow yourself to be another persona and know that you are not just running away from something that you need to look at about yourself, then you can literally unlock yourself from a pattern that another persona exhibited. because you are no longer that person, literally. No matter how you think you look in the mirror, doesn't matter. You are no longer the person you used to be. So, let us practice this technique now. I would like a volunteer. One volunteer. All right. All right. Sit down. And now stand up. And now or what? All three. But come forward. All right. Now, allow yourself to name any situation at all in your life that represents a pattern to you that you would like to change. Name it out loud. I would like to change the pattern of worrying about finances. All right. Now, the persona that said that is one persona. Stay as that persona for a moment. Stay as that persona. Stay where you are. Stay as that persona. Are you still that persona?
Stay.
All right. Do you still feel that persona's habitual worry about finances? Yes? You should if you are still that persona.
My persona has changed.
You have already changed? All right, what have you changed into?
Changing into a trusting persona that the environment provides.
All right, you are making a change in that direction. However, we are going to now begin to institute in you and to show others that the kind of changes we're talking about are far more drastic than what you are exhibiting now. All right? All right. Now, let's use your imagination at this moment. Conjure up a personality, a persona that is, in your imagination, abundant. Fully abundant. Fully abundant. Has absolutely no concept of lack of abundance. Does not think about the time when they were not abundant because no such time has ever existed in their life. This is not a before and after personality. This persona in your imagination is a personality that is abundant, always has been abundant, and has absolutely no notion of being anything but abundant. Has no way to relate to the concept of lack of abundance. Have you conjured that personality up in your imagination?
Yes.
All right. Now, can you describe the difference, the primary differences in feeling between the old personality that was still focused on lack of abundance and this new personality that knows nothing but abundance? Can you, for us, give a description of the difference in the feeling between those two personalities?
The feeling of the old person being concerned about finances, lack of abundance, there's a feeling of restriction, fear, worry, anxiety, ill health.
Feeling and restriction and worry and anxiety and ill health, all these feelings, all right.
And unbalanced.
And the abundant persona, how does that persona feel?
Radiant.
Glowing.
Exuberantly happy.
All right, you had to check there. You weren't sure. All right, exuberantly happy.
Self-fulfilled. Creative.
Creative. Absolutely wonderful. All right, now, let's focus on that second set of feelings. Imagine feeling radiant. Feel radiant for a moment. Just focus on the idea of feeling radiant. Can you feel that? Feel it, feel it, feel it. Feel it as strongly as you can, all of you. Feel radiant as strongly as you can. Just feel radiance. Just for a moment. Just feel that. Just radiance. Breathe in accord. Pay close attention to all the changes that occur in your physical body as you are feeling radiance. Pay attention to your posture, how it changes, how your breathing changes, how your temperature changes, how your outlook and attitude changes. Pay attention to all these differences. Feel them. Revel in them. Try them on. Stretch into them. Open up to more. Feel yourself becoming more expansive, willing to experience more. As you radiate more, you will be willing to open up to experience more. Feel yourself expanding. Are you beginning to feel like you're expanding to the point where you almost can't contain the feeling? All right. The laugh is the correct response. Yes. All right. Very good. Now take a deep breath. Let it out. Relax. All right. Now, what else? What other feeling did you say you had when you were the abundant personality? Self-fulfill. All right. Feel that. Focus on self-fulfillment. Contentment. Self-fulfillment. Always knowing. Not thinking about it. Knowing. Without a doubt. Without a sliver of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that you are always doing the thing that is best for you, the thing that excites you the most, the thing that is truest for you, that you are fulfilled, knowing that you will always feel fulfilled every single moment, that there is no other way you can feel. Feel that. Feel that now. Feel nothing but that. Revel in that. Revel in it. Feel self-fulfilled, confident, assured, strong, powerful, expressive, enlightened, open, sharing, trusting, loving, unconditionally, creative, active, healthy, buoyant, girlant, all those things. Yes. Light enough to laugh, self-fulfilled, grounded, anchored, and yet light, exuberant, knowing. Notice that it is not the same thing as egotistical. Because some of you allowed the idea of a comparison of ego to come into it, just so you could check, just to make sure that you are not being selfish, not being egotistical. It is not the same thing. Confidence, knowingness, self-assuredness. You are fulfilled. You reach out and whatever you need is there. Always, without fail. There is no such concept as something not being there when you need it. You are completely fulfilled. Are you feeling these things still?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want you to do something for a moment. I want you now for a moment to go back to the personality that has the doubts, that feels the lack of abundance, that has the worries, that has the fears, that feels the patterns, the entrapment and the diminishment. Do you feel that? All right. Can you feel how different that is between the way you want to feel?
Yes, it's not me.
All right. Let that feeling of worry, of doubt, let that feeling become foreign, alien, not you. See how different that is. Once you have been given a taste of fulfillment, a taste of radiance, understand how unlike you, the real you, that worrisome personality actually is. that the radiant you is the real you, the true you, the natural you, and that the worried you is the foreign you, the not you, the learned you, the artificial you. Now, just for the purpose of demonstration. Well, all right. We thank you very much. You may sit down. We request another volunteer. Thank you. You may continue this in your seat. Another volunteer. All right.
Should I get back in my seat?
Get back in the seat of the person who is coming up. The person who left, sit in the seat of the person who is coming up. All right. The next volunteer. Now, have you been feeling what we've already been talking about?
Yes.
All right. All right. Stand up, stand up. Come forward. All right. Occupy the place, the last person occupy. Now. Standing, standing, standing.
I'm sorry, I wasn't quite noticing.
You're sorry?
I was.
That must be the old you. All right.
I'm not sure exactly where it is, but I think this will
do. Does that feel good?
Good?
All right, then that's where it is. That's your space. That's your spot. All right. That's the new you. Now, you are still feeling those aspects of radiance and self-fulfillment?
Yes?
Yes. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Just checking. Now, name. Name a pattern that the old you had that you are changing now. Is it getting more difficult to find one?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now do this. Pick up one foot and plant it firmly on the ground, and the other foot and plant it firmly on the ground. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. You are now on a journey. You are now walking, taking your steps confidently. All of you, back and forth. Walk, walk, stand or sit, but walk, walk, journey, journey. You are now moving through life, moving through the life that you chose, beat by beat. By beat. Not too fast, not too slow, just moving confidently. Striding ahead. One, two. One, two. Rowing your oars. One, two. One, two. Bring back some past life memories, does it? One, two. One, two. Keep walking. One, two. You are striding ahead. One, two. Feeling. Feeling the warrior spirit. Feeling. Feeling the journeying spirit. The wandering monk. Traveling. Traveling through life. Looking. Beholding, absorbing, taking it all in, yet moving, always moving, yet at such a pace that you are also always rested, always rested, always at peace, delighting in everything that you see, delighting in every encounter. But things always move. It is always fresh. Always new. Understand and allow to be a portion of the idea that you are from this moment forward, that every step is a new you, a new moment. And that the notion of habit, the notion of pattern, has nowhere to anchor. One step may have a habit, but with the very next step, You're a new you. So where can the habit rest? Nowhere. There is nowhere for the habit to settle in, because you are always moving ahead, always moving forward, creating a new now, always creating yourself anew, feeling this persona, that persona, new, every second, new earth, everything around you, new, habit, gone, new habit, gone, new habit, gone. Every step might contain a habit, but with the very next step, it's gone, because you're moving, never static, always, creating anew, flowing. Now keep walking. Now with this, allow your imagination the following series of pictures. See yourself, man, woman, see yourself as a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, a boy, a girl, back and forth. See yourself as a rock, a tree, a fish, a cloud, the sky, the earth, a stream. See yourself changing, never the same thing twice. Never the same thing twice. A butterfly here, a butterfly there is never the same butterfly. Always there will be a slight difference to let you know that you are always different. Never really in a habit. Never really in a pattern. Can you keep up the pace, even though I am not keeping cadence with my voice? All right, come on. One, two. But that's the pattern, isn't it? All right.